Portergate, a man to your own 3.2's Jason Harrison is speaking to Stag's boss, Billy McEwen.
OK, Billy, thoughts on today's game?
I thought the scoreline didn't reflect our performance. I thought in the first half we created some good chances to score, never took the chances. If you don't take them when you get the opportunity, then you'll have to regret it, and that's what happened. But having said that, the goal we scored, where the referee's got the decision from, I'll never know, because we were astounded on the bench that he's given a free kick. Okay, it's hit a little bit of bobble in front of Paddy. You know, he'll be probably disappointed that he's not get a hold of it, but never been a free kick in the first place.
Do you feel that the other two goals were soft goals to concede?
Well, we've got a chance to put the ball in the box on the far side, and they've caught us on the break. We never put it in. We delayed putting it in, and then they hit us on the break. And when you give players of this ability, battling on, I kept battling on. We still created chances, and a little bit of luck, we can maybe get more out of the game.
So the pleasing thing is you did create more chances than Chesterfield did over the 90.
We did, that's what we said in there. You know, it's what we've learned today. We've learned that conference teams have caused more problems today than them at times. And that's, I'm not being drugged of the Chesterfield now. But I thought today that considering who we were playing, a team that scored over 14 goals in the last four games, they're on a high, they beat Exeter 6, they beat Aldershot 5. And when they got to 3, that was in frame of mind. I thought, oh, Christ, not that, you know. But to be fair, you know, we battled on. We had good situations to score more goals. Didn't take them. You know, we missed the target in a few of them. But we did cause them a few scary moments, I have to say, in more ways than one.
You must have been delighted, you mentioned it a little bit, that the players kept going. There have been times where they've gone off the pace this season, but this time they kept going the full 90.
Well, if they wouldn't, they'd get thrashed. So we never got thrashed. It looks as though it is 3-1, but if you've been at the game, that's not a true reflection of the scoreline, in my opinion.
It does now mean there's a little bit of a break, and no midweek game this week. It's a nice chance to sort of rest a little and get a few people a bit ready for Salisbury on Saturday.
Break. Which one of them? You know, we've played more games than, you know, care to remember it up to this stage of the season, but, you know, I thought today, you know, that they've scored and we're forced to score at that time against the only player, I thought. I thought we could get to half time and it would be okay. And then we would have the strong wind in the second half. Because it was a fair old breeze out there and they had that advantage in the first half. But in general, we dealt with that. And it was a soft goal. And the second goal was a soft goal. Third goal was an extra set, you know, from about 25, 30 yards. It was sneaked inside the post and no keeper would have caught that. If we're going to be effective, we can say, well, you know, we've got to come out and close the ball down there. But having said that, you know, you can see how they have the confidence that they've been playing with in the last four or five games, and but we more than matched them at times today, I felt.
And played the better football. I think that's another thing that's good for Mansfield.
Yeah, but we lost again.
What about Salisbury now? Doesn't that mean you can concentrate on the league? And it's more important, isn't it, moving up the table?
Just let me go over this one first. You know what I mean? Salisbury will take care of itself. You know, we're hurting at the minute. We've lost their local rivals 3-1. As we said, the scoreline's flattered them, I feel. But there's a lot of encouraging signs out on that football field today. We've just got to keep working hard at the game and working hard at climbing up that table.
Finally, the 1,600 and so fans that came here, good support again this afternoon.
Fantastic support. You know, I just feel for them at the minute. You know, we're not getting results for them and it's difficult for everybody. But, you know, hopefully they'll stay with us and keep supporting us as they did today, and their numbers were fantastic today. And here, they were super. And, you know, hopefully they can keep behind us until the end of the season.
Thanks, Billy.
Cheers, thank you.